Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series. Don't back down from your victory. You are studying Lesson 3, Pray Using the Power of God. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it.
We're studying on prayer. We're studying the different kinds of prayer, different manner of prayer. And so, let's pray and ask God's blessing on this and ask Him to open the eyes of our understanding. He promises to do it in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. So, let's receive that. And get His insight and what He says to do in His Word concerning prayer. I was thinking just as we opened the broadcast, nobody, no man or woman on this earth ever has ever touched with his wildest imagination the mighty things that God has planned for His people and for the body of Christ and the magnitude of the things that God has given us when He gave us the name of Jesus, when He gave us the new covenant, the New Testament in His blood, when He's given us the right to pray. He's given us the full armor of God in which to pray and given us His mighty Word. Praise God. I tell you, nobody has ever plumbed the depth of that or dreamed the height of it. It is so magnificent. Here we go bobbling along. Oh, yes, amen. I'm so spiritual. I just about know it all, you know. Yes, amen. I pray three times a month. Dear God. And here's all of heaven and all this magnificence. And we walking along here just that high above a worm, and every once in a while a worm rises up and looks down on us. And then we ought to be walking in the magnificence of God. Well, we're going for it on this broadcast, and that's why we're here. Father, we thank You for this today. And we lift up our praise and thanksgiving to You. We're quick to ascribe all of the glory, all of the praise and the honor to the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for this broadcast. We ask You to open our understanding up today and reveal to us more and more and more concerning what is ours in Christ Jesus. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name we pray. So we expect results. Amen. Glory to God. All right, if you have your Bibles, open them again to the book of Ephesians. And this is our springboard. This is the base and the cornerstone of what we're studying at this present time in the field of prayer. The Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, said in Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, in the power of His strength. Put on the whole armor of God." Now, we did that yesterday. We just took time to put on this whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. The cross-reference says, or wicked spirits in the heavenly places. Now, once again, to establish exactly what he's talking about there, you come over to the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. "In times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." It's not talking about heavenly places like where God is. The Bible talks about three different heavens. It talks about the heavens where Jesus actually resides, lives. He's there in His glorified, resurrected physical body. And then the Heavenly Father is there. The throne of Almighty God is there. And the heavenly Jerusalem is there. And then you come down into outer space, or the stellar heavens, And then you come down to this earth and you have the atmospheric heavens. So we're talking about here in this word, in this Bible, he's talking about wicked spirits in the atmospheric heavens. Now, that includes Satan. He's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at once. He's just one. But he has a myriad of these principalities and powers, spiritual, I mean what I call spiritual flies. I mean, one of his names is Beelzebub, which means the father of flies. I mean, isn't that a great distinction? You know where flies spend the most of their time buzzing. And around the filth of the world, that's where they spend their time. And he's the father of that. Oh, doesn't that thrill you to get to hover around filth? My, my. So anyway, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in heavenly places. That's where we wrestle. Now, we're not just doing battle with those spirits in prayer and those beings, because the battle is already won. We are exercising authority. We're exercising the authority of the name of Jesus over a defeated foe. We're exercising the victory of Jesus over those foes. If we get the idea that we're trying to win this battle, I'll tell you what, you've already given him more than he has come and do. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is ours. Hallelujah. Don't go do war. Go do victory. There's a difference. You're not an invading force, invading the stronghold of the enemy. You're an occupying force, pulling down his attempt to build a stronghold. His strongholds have already been destroyed by the power of Almighty God. Jesus took care of that. So you and I need to have that frame of mind when we pray, when we move in the area we've talked about yesterday, in binding and loosing. We need to have this kind of thinking in our minds when we're dealing with the prayer of agreement. We're going to go back to the prayer of agreement today, since we studied the prayer of binding and loosing, and God anointed it and opened the eyes of our understanding to these spirits that are attempting to rule. They attempt to rule you personally. They will attempt to rule your family. They will attempt to rule your city. They will attempt to rule your government. We read those all over the Old Testament yesterday, where the devil had assigned different evil spirits over different nations and government. One fellow thought he was a god, and God told the prophet, said, say to him, he thinks he's a god, but he's not, he's a man. Now prophesy to the king of that country. And it wasn't the man. He said that king was the devil. Thou hast been in the Eden of God. See? So he's talking about the devil himself, setting himself up, sitting over that nation, trying to govern it and rule it. And so Jesus has broken his power and his authority and has given us his name so that we can pull those strongholds down. Now, where that has to do in the prayer of agreement is the fact that when any two or three of us on earth gather together in the name of Jesus as a threefold or more cord, when we bring our faith together, we join our spirits together in that name, we become an increasingly strengthened cord of agreement. Then we establish in that prayer of agreement, as we pray according to His Word, we establish spiritual law. That thing has to come to pass. There ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Jesus said so. Now you can break it by being obedient to the will of Satan and what he sets out to do through strife, unbelief, and all that kind of stuff, and break the agreement, you're not walking in it anymore. And when you do that, you open the door to the devil, you give him place, you've given him your authority. You've let him come in there when you should have kicked him out. That's what Adam did in the Garden of Eden. All right, let's finish reading here. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. People are not your problem, and you're not going to go praying against people. You break the power of the devil that's governing that person and then intercede for that person and remind God that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Now, I haven't prayed against that person. I don't want any harm to come to any person. People are not my enemy. Now, you spirit operating in the life of so-and-so trying to come against this ministry or harass my life or my family, I break your power. You can't come against my life or my ministry. I pray for Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, Lord, that evil spirit is operating in their life trying to bring them against me or against my family or against this ministry or against the things of God. I pray for them and I hold them up to you. And I pray the Lord of the harvest get laborers across their path in the name of Jesus. And I'll remind you here, Heavenly Father, that I stand on Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now see, I'm not praying. I'm not saying, oh God, break that fella's leg, knock him over in a ditch in a car wreck, kill him, quit messing with me. No. See, that's out of line. I mean, one of the disciples said to Jesus one day, he said, you want me to call fire down on them? Jesus said, boy, you don't know what spirit you're of. That's not the spirit of God that does like that. But when I stand on His Word, having done all to stand, I just stand. I'm standing against the devil. If that fella is foolish enough not to listen to the leadership of God and stop harassing this ministry and stop harassing me and trying to bring damage to the body of Christ, all I'm doing, I'm praying for him. I don't want him hurt. But at the same time, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to protect this ministry. I'll stand on the Word. I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I just put that into your hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if you're dumb enough to come running up here on me, I mean, you're going to run up onto Isaiah 54:17 just as sure as the world. And you just keep banging into God's Word and banging into God's Word. It's not my will that you get hurt. It's not God's will that you get hurt. But I'm going to tell you something, fella. You just keep running into this thing and keep running into it and running into it and running into it. And one of these mornings, you're going to wake up in a world of hurt so deep you don't know how to get out of it. Because you can't just keep running over God and His people and enjoy a prosperous, peace-filled life. I mean, there ain't no way, man. I mean, you just keep doing that and keep doing that. What do you think was about to happen to the Apostle Paul when he was Saul of Tarsus and Jesus stopped him out there and said, why persecutest thou me? See, Jesus takes it personally. All right, let's go on because I need to get into this. Put on the whole armor of God. Now notice the 17th verse. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying. Now notice how that said that. There's not a period at the end of the word God there. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take the Word of God, praying. With all manner of prayer. One translation said all different kinds of prayer. So don't try to pray any kind of prayer, any of the different fields of prayer, without the Word of God. No, don't do that. The Word is the answer to the prayer. And we pray and petition God. We pray and command the devil. We pray and agree in the Spirit. All based on the answer, which is the very promise concerning that situation. Now, let's go back over here to the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, and let's read this again that Jesus said. Then I want to share some things here with you, very pertinent to this. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Now, we're on earth, so therefore we qualify, and it's important that you realize this is earth's responsibility. Now, God Almighty has already defeated Satan, so He doesn't have any right not to respond to this. The Bible said, you resist Him, He will flee from you. But it didn't say He'll flee from God. It didn't say He'll flee from your wishes. He said it's when you resist Him, He will flee from you. But first of all, it said, submit yourself, therefore, to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I submit myself to God, I act on His Word, and I resist the devil in the name of Jesus. That's what we talked about yesterday. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in these heavenlies. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree. All right. The word agreement is the word harmonize. It also means symphony. We get our word symphony from it. We use the word symphony when we talk about a symphony orchestra, means all the available instruments. A symphonic sound is when all of the instruments are in harmony in a planned execution of music, all together producing one sound. All these instruments producing one sound. Now you got the flute over here, you know, and you got all the strings, and then you got the drums, chum 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 chum. Now all of these individually are just, you know, and I mean, big deal. Oh, but my brother, when you put them all together, dear Lord, it is something else. I recorded a praise album in London, and we had a section of players from the London Philharmonic. We had another section of players from the London Symphony. And I'll tell you, we had all those people in that studio, and they all in there warming up, you know. And you know, just a bunch of nothing. But then, the conductor tapped that stand with that rod, and everything went quiet. And suddenly he hit the downstroke, and it no longer was yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, that whole orchestra made one sound. And man, when they did, your backbone went brrr. I mean, man, whoo! I just did something to you. Why? All of those instruments together made a sound that you can't make with any one of them solo. Are you listening to me? Now that's what this word is saying here. There is an area of prayer that is more powerful than any one singular member of the body of Christ. Here is an area of prayer that is powerful. That's the reason Satan fights Christian families. That's the reason he doesn't want men and women to obey God in marriage. That's the reason he doesn't want them walking with a tree, and he wants them fighting and fussing all the time. Because where there is strife, there's confusion in every evil work. And I'm telling you, when men and women and their children and the church and the all of the people of a ministry, and so when they begin to walk in agreement, see, Jesus is talking about this fella here that wouldn't listen because there was trespass among them. He says, you get together and you forgive together, and you forgive and you come together and you make an orchestra of faith. You make an orchestra of the love of God. You make an orchestra of power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And he said, any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Whoo, glory be to God. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We come together and set ourselves in agreement. And we follow through with what the Word says. Over here in Nehemiah 9:38 said, because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it. And our princes, Levites and priests, or the ministry among us, will seal it or swear to it. In other words, he says, we put this thing together and write it down, and we put our names on it, and we have the name of Jesus to walk in this, and we set ourselves in agreement on it, and in the name of Jesus it's done. Gloria and I came in, and I'm going to show you some things here. We did this where our children are concerned. We've done it where our bodies are concerned. We've done it where other people are concerned. And write this prayer down, and each of us prayed it word by word and set ourselves before God. Now, to make a symphony, all of the instruments. Mark 11:23, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, shall not doubt in his heart. That's talking about his spirit. The spirit being in here in the core of your life where you really live, down inside here. And shall not doubt in his heart, but believe. Believe where? In his heart. That those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Fix your heart. The Psalms 112, it says, here is a man that has his heart established His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Now, how do you do that? You go to the Bible and find the promise that covers what we're agreeing in prayer over, and you make a decision. You know what that is. That's not guessing about it. You remember the first time you ever walked off on the high diving board and you looked out there and you said, I don't know about this. You finally had to make a decision, even if you shut your eyes and just jumped off, man. You had to make the decision to do well. You finally stood there and said, I'm going to do this, you know, anyway. And just off you went. I did that when I became a Christian. I prayed one day and I said, Lord, I've made this decision. From this point on, I'm in your hands, and from this moment on, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter, and from this moment on, I'm a Christian. For anybody that wants to know, all them cronies I used to run around with, and anybody in the future wants to know about it, I am a Christian. And then not too many months after that, I said, I'm a preacher. Praise God. Yeah, I'll go do what you want me to do. I'll do it in the name of Jesus. I'll not be embarrassed to say it. And whoever asks me, I'm a minister of the gospel. Whether I look like, sound like, or anything else like one, that's what I am from this day forward. That's the area of decision to make the agreement. And then you have agreed. Fix your heart. Then fix your mind. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says for us to bring every thought into obedience to Christ Jesus. I'm not going to think anything other than this agreement and other than the fact that Jesus said it will come to pass. It will come to pass. It is done. I said amen to this thing. And then I act in agreement, or I fix my body. Here I fix my spirit. I fix my mind. The Bible said, think on these things, Philippians 4, 6 through 9. You think on the Word. You think on the praise of God and the virtue of God. And then fix your body. Do the things that the Word says do. Act on the Word of God. I tell you, there's been times that Gloria and I have set ourselves in agreement concerning certain things just as impossible as they could be. And wrote the thing down, prayed over it, and my mind tried to go wild on me. And I said, nope. I have to go back and get the Scripture and keep it before my eyes, like in Proverbs 4. Keep it before my eyes. This is what I believe. Oh, yeah. I don't shut up, Satan. See, that's where binding and loosing comes in. You're bound. We've bound you and rendered you helpless in it. Don't you lie to my mind over this. Here's what the truth is. Here's what the truth is. I'm not turning loose of this. And I go right back to it again. I mean, you have to fight your old brain like it was your biggest enemy. Then act like it's done. Somebody walks up and said, well, how are you? Oh, my God, we had a tomato crop failure. Boy, the bugs got our garden. I don't know what we're going to do. No. Act and speak as though it's already done. Well, we're just praising God, brother. How could he be praising God? I happen to know, their tomatoes failed and the bugs got their cotton and everything else. I mean, how could he be praising God? Well, I'm just praising God. Why? Well, we have an agreement. I've established an agreement with God, my wife and I have, and I'll tell you, we're praising God. We're just praising the Lord. Act like it's already done. I mean, just act like the Bible is true. It is, you know. And as you do that, you are continuing to stay in agreement. You're walking by faith. You're talking by faith. You're thinking in line with faith. And the name of Jesus comes to bear. And you can just laugh at the devil. I don't care if you have to do it 100 times a day. Just laugh at him and laugh at your brain, laugh at your body, laugh at everything. I said, no, I don't consider you. I consider what Jesus said. We have an agreement and it's coming to pass. Glory to God, I'm prosperous. Glory to God, my bills are paid. Glory to God, it's coming to pass. The devil can't have my children and he can't have my life. Thank God I have a new job. Woo, you wait till we get down to Friday this week. I got some stuff. I wish we had time to do it today. We're out of time. Let's pray. Now, if I was there, I'd just catch you by the hand. I'd look you right in the eye and I'd say, we're going to agree together, right? And if you said, I sure do hope so, I'd just shake you. I mean, I'd shake you like the wind shaking a flag. Now, you ain't going to hope so. Bless God. You're going to agree so. Oh yes, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we set ourselves in agreement together. that my partners and the television audience are made strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, delivered spirit and soul and body, financially delivered, socially delivered. I don't care what anybody's race or color or culture or background is. We're free in Jesus. And no race devil, no financial devil, no background devil of any kind can break any of us. Praise God, because we're free in Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.